This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Earlier this month, two online giants reported that their ad revenue last quarter was down compared to the same time a year ago. Facebook's parent company Meta and Google's parent Alphabet. What does a slowdown in ad spending mean? It means businesses are concerned about an economic slowdown. But a lot of smaller businesses in particular say, actually, they're going ahead and advertising anyway. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Throughout the pandemic, a lot of beauty supply stores popped up in the Dallas area. Frankisha Watkins owns a store herself. She watched as new competitors opened.
For Black businesses, Black beauty supply stores specifically, I saw it go from 3 or 4 to 30 in Dallas in the last 3 or 4 years. That's a lot.
Watkins says the additional competition prompted her to spend more on ads for her store, Be Polished Beauty Supply, on social media, search engines, and local billboards.
My monthly ad budget might have been $1,000, you know, a couple of years ago where I didn't have to get in front of all of these stores. Now I have increased that by 50% or even 100%.
Watkins says sales this year haven't been as good as last year or the year before, but she's still planning to keep spending on ads.
So my overall goal for advertising is brand awareness, not necessarily, you know, making all the sales, which would be nice, but it is important for me for people to know who we are, where we're located, what we offer, and those types of things.
Another reason some small businesses are spending more on ads is because advertising online has gotten more complicated. A couple years ago, Apple announced a new feature of its mobile operating system that allowed users to opt out of being tracked.
And so it's very difficult to say, oh, this is the type of person that buys our product and actually be able to reach them.
That's Kate Matsudara. She owns Ink and Volt, a company that sells planners, journals, and other productivity tools. Since she can't target customers as precisely anymore, she's been spending more on marketing in more places like TikTok and search engines and in more formats.
You know, we have to invest more in photography. We're investing a lot more in video, which is more expensive to create than photos.
And all of that requires more expertise.
We now pay an agency to do our Facebook campaigns. We hired a full-time social media person to focus on organic reach and building out our social media channels.
All this has increased Matsudara's overall cost, she says, by about 10 to 15%. Which is significant, considering her notebooks and planners are low-margin items. But Matsudara says she doesn't really have a choice but to advertise more, since that's how she finds most of her customers.
I mean, we're all e-commerce and all online, so it will continue to be a big investment area for us.
And Matsudara says she's paying her ad agency a flat monthly fee, so the more advertising she does, the better. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.